This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley
and Jessica Hutchison. We know, another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
This is Amy Poehler. My new movie, Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, is coming to theaters June 14th, and it's making me feel joy. Woo! And sadness. Oh. And anger. Ah. Definitely some disgust.
Rose!
And I think a little fear.
Really?
But I'm also feeling these new emotions like anxiety, embarrassment, envy, and ennui.
It's what you call the boredom.
Okay, that one was weird. It's going to be the feel-everything movie of the summer. Disney and Pixar's Inside Out 2, only in theaters June 14th. Get tickets now.
The Burt Show.
Said it before, man. You get caught cheating, that goes on your permanent record. You might be able to get back to 98% trust, 99% trust, but getting back to 100%, that's tough. So a while back, we were talking to a woman who had, her man had cheated on her in the past, and she had created this crazy strict rules for his bachelor party. Remember this?
Mm-hmm.
So we got a follow-up today on Follow-Up Thursday.
So this was September of 2022. Chip's fiance created a ton of rules for his bachelor party that he was uncomfortable with. She wanted 4 pictures to be posted before 7 p.m. She wanted his best man to check in with her hourly. And she had a strict no-stripper rule. He thought these rules were ridiculous, but his fiance reached out to explain her side. Now, 8 months prior, Chip went to a friend's bachelor party where he was caught making out with another woman.
Oh, Chip.
Oh, Chip.
Oh, damn it, Chip.
Oh, Chip. It does seem like the kind of guy that you would just say that all the time.
Right?
Effing Chip.
Come on, God. Chip.
So she created these rules to deter him from going wild.
Seems like she's got a chip on her shoulder.
Oh.
All right, take back the Gracie.
But her rules backfired, and he went MIA during his bachelor trip. Once he came home, he mentioned that the point of the weekend was to get everything out of his system. She asked what he got out of his system, and he said it was none of her business.
This sounds like the great way to go into a marriage.
Mm-hmm. Against our advice, she went through with the wedding and had major regrets. However, she was still hopeful that they would get through the rough patch and be able to celebrate their first anniversary together. The question is, are these two still together?
I love that some people consider this a rough patch and not something that should like completely end your relationship. All right, the update says, before I give you an update, I want to thank you for your concern and for checking in on me. Since I last spoke with you, things have been rather difficult, to put it mildly. It will hurt to hear it, but I don't blame you all one bit for saying, I told you so. From the moment our marriage began, things were rocky. Obviously, we started on a very shaky foundation. However, things seemed to get even worse. I started the marriage with a lot of trust issues, and he was not willing or even slightly interested in taking ownership for the reasons that I felt that way. I felt completely disregarded and began to resent him immediately. We tried couples counseling, and while it didn't help the marriage, it led me to realize that I had a lot of issues I needed to work on personally with a therapist. Realizing this and seeking help was the biggest silver lining in the entire situation. The entire marriage lasted 8 months before we decided to call it off and admit it was the biggest mistake of our lives. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, we were both on the same page, and once the decision was mutually made, there was very little to fight about. Fast forward to now, and I'm taking some time to focus on myself and not jumping into anything new. I'm still seeing my therapist and feel that I still have work to do on myself before I even attempt to bring someone else into my world. Once again, thank you for your support. I appreciate you all.
I think this is one of those couples, I'm guessing, that when the relationship deteriorated and they told their friends were like, yeah,
Yeah. We saw that coming. I mean,
this was rough way before they even got married.
You're
right?
Actually sitting in the pew watching the ceremony go down, and everybody's like, how long are you giving this?
We all know this is a waste of time. This ain't gonna work.
Yeah, it's not an if question. It's a when question, mm-hmm. right? All right, Abby, while we're here, could you still be friends with somebody that did this?
So for me, I'm the kind of person that likes to fight for a friendship. If I've already shared all my trauma and I've told you my weirdest secrets, I'm keeping you around because I don't know what you're going to expose about me later for not friends. But I think it's good to keep your close friends around, period. I think you got to fight for your friendships. However, I did hear this one clip on the Pretty Smart podcast about somebody talking about a friendship situation that they had where I think most people would have jumped ship, but she says she is still keeping this friend around.
I had a friend that I've been friends with since I was like 10 years old who did an egregious thing. My boyfriend, like in 2017, broke up with me and we were still living together. And one night he didn't come home and I was beside myself. And I was looking at everything, couldn't find anything. He wouldn't answer my calls. And this friend is always up early. And I said, you know what? I'm just gonna drive to her house. It's like 6 blocks away because it's early and I need to like climb in bed with her and just like, I can't be alone. I'm freaking out.
You have me on the edge of my seat right now.
So I drive to her apartment and she has two windows beside her door. Mm-hmm. And I knock on the door, no answer. So I look through the window and they're on the couch. They're not touching, sure. But they're on the couch together and neither of them had been answering my calls. I was heartbroken for a lot of reasons, right?
Yeah.
I was actually more heartbroken by her than him. She and I are still friends. I love her deeply. Mm-hmm. I do not trust her the same way. Mm. And all of my other friends cannot believe that we are still friends. It was not a relationship I was willing to let go of. I still hold on to it a little bit. In your expert opinion, what do you think?
Wow, okay. I'll say this.
And then she goes on to give her opinion in the podcast, but you can see her expression. The expert that they had on, her name is Danielle Bayer Jackson. And she's just sitting there like, what? Mm-hmm. What?
What was the opinion? Like, I would love to know the expert's opinion on like how jacked up she is. She still has a friend like this.
I think because I watched this a couple of days ago, I think she thought it was really honorable that she kept doing this or that she kept this friend around. But a lot of the people, especially in the comments, were like, why would you want to be friends with someone that you acknowledge that mm-hmm. you have no trust with? Yeah. Because if you don't have trust with this person, how can you keep them in your inner circle? So I thought it was a very interesting question to pose.
You and I have talked about this, man. I mean, if you're in my inner circle, if you're a best friend and you betray me like that, I do not have the reservoir to forgive you like that. I mean, we might be able to talk in the future, but if you do that, to me, that's a character issue right there. And that kind of distrust, if I go back to the friendship and they do something equally bad, that's on me.
Yeah, I completely agree. I would love to have whatever that is in order to look at that as an honorable thing to do, because I do think it's honorable, but I would feel weak in doing it just simply because they're showing you who they are. Like, that's who they are. And I can't trust you again. I would never believe that you have my best interest in hand again. I couldn't do it.
Somebody in the comments said something really interesting, that they felt like it wasn't an even friendship now because one of them was willing to let the friendship go in order to do whatever with the ex-boyfriend, and the other is mm-hmm. fighting for the friendship here. So it doesn't feel like there's any kind of equal respect.
Yeah, I would have to bow out of said friendship.
Right.
And I would hope I could get to a place where, like, I don't know what was going on with you that you made those choices, a series of choices, because like he had to come over. I mean, like there's like levels here of where it got, not answering my phone calls. Like there was a series of choices here that led to a massive, massive mistake. So I hope I would get to a point where like maybe I don't fully forgive you, but I'm willing to like release it, but I can't have you in my life.
Yeah, I lost a friend like this about two years ago that... I realized I don't think that he overtly was being disrespectful, but I realized in some of the things that he was doing, I realized like we just have different values when it comes to loyalty. And that was it. That was he showed me what he was. We couldn't really agree on what I considered he did was disrespectful and what he considered was appropriate, that was it. That was the end of the friendship. I haven't talked to him since.
The fact that they were just sitting there ignoring me is something that would have really, really sat with me. Just ignoring my phone calls together, watching it like, I wouldn't have been able to get back
from
that.
You're both sitting there looking at your phones going, yeah, absolutely not. Let's ignore this B.
Hell no. All right, we are looking to give your senior a shout out, and I am not talking about your grandmother. I am talking about your senior in high school.
Hey, this is Kathy, and I'm the proud wife and mother of two graduates in my household. My daughter, Jolie Marie Butts, is graduating from Kennesaw State University this weekend. So incredibly proud of her. She has the ability of dyslexia, and it has just really called her higher to do her best, to work hard, and to use her community to graduate. Congratulations, my beautiful baby, Jolie. You did it. And my amazing husband, John Stringer, went back to college after 30 years, decided he wanted to finish his degree at Morehouse College, and he will be graduating next weekend. So incredibly proud of him. He will be graduating cum laude with honors, and he balanced his work, his family.
Hi, I just want to say I'm so proud of my brother, Charlie. He's graduating from Clemson University, and with honors. He's just so great, and we love you, Charlie. Bye!
I would like to say congratulations to my nephew, Logan McCleskey, from Buford, Georgia. School was rocky in the beginning for my nephew for certain reasons, but he has pushed through. I am so very proud of him for graduating high school from Lanier High School, and I cannot wait to watch you walk across that stage to receive your diploma, shake your principal's hand, and flip that tassel to the other side. Way to go, Logan.
This is Alicia McDaniel calling to shout out our son, Riley McDaniel, who is graduating from Sandy Creek High School in Tyrone, Georgia. Riley, we are so proud of you. We can't wait to see what great things come for you in the future. We love you, Mom, Dad, Bryson. We are also so proud.
All right, so these aren't just for seniors in high school.
Mm-hmm.
We need to rename this thing.
No, it's the senior shout out for seniors in high school or seniors in college.
Or husbands that go back to college and get their degrees as well. So anybody graduating, right? If they need a shout out, 404-954-1360.
The Burt Show.
This is the podcast equivalent of Drinks with Your Best Mom Friends.
If your best mom friends just happen to be therapists.
Introducing Honest Women with Andrea Berkley.
And Jessica Hutchison. We know another therapy podcast.
But it's not the whole be more, do better, rotating panel of experts thing. 30 minutes, no filter, and the deep knowledge that no matter what you're going through, you are not alone.
Listen to Honest Women on Spotify or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.